Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the book of Hebrews, and we're in the 11th chapter, the great chapter about faith. And we're actually spinning off verse 7 about Noah. There's one verse here about Noah that details some three or four major things about him. And so we've gone back to Genesis to really just go through that account of what happened with Noah. But don't forget this. Chapter 7, Hebrews 11 says this. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So we see that Noah did what he did by faith. Now, don't lose sight of the whole big picture of what we're seeing here in the book of Hebrews. And that is that Jesus is better. Jesus is better than everything. He's better than the law. He's better than angels. And we've gone through several different things to this point in time in Hebrews to see that he's better than. So what should our response be? Our response is to believe, to have faith. Believe and faith are synonymous here. So Noah believed what God had said. We've already seen that twice. He did what the Lord commanded him. So we're over in Genesis now, in chapter 7, and we're going to pick up verse 16 where we left off in the last episode. And it said this, those that entered, male and female of all flesh, entered as God had commanded him, and the Lord closed it behind them. So the Lord closed the door behind those that entered in. They entered in at the command of the Lord. Noah and his family did. The animals came because the Lord said, I will bring them to you. I will gather them together. And he did. And he gathered them together and they went in. Now, verse 17. Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days. And the water increased and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. Remember what it said in Hebrews that Noah had been warned by God about things not yet seen. The things not yet seen was that it had never rained like this, much less flooded in this degree. This had never happened before. And Noah believes when he builds this ark, the rain comes, the water starts rising. Verse 18 of Genesis 7. The water prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. And that literally means it went on the face of the water. It just floated, which is what the design of this ark is perfect for that. Verse 19, the water prevailed more and more upon the earth so that all the high mountains everywhere under the heavens were covered. Now, I wasn't going to get into this, but I'll just say a little bit about it. There's big debate as to whether the flood covered the entire earth, that it was a universal flood, or if it was a localized flood. The language of Hebrew, there's a couple words here which would allow for an interpretation, if you really pushed it, of it being a localized kind of thing. But then I think the balance of the whole argument, when it says things like this, the water increased greatly, it prevailed upon the earth, all the high mountains, everywhere under the heavens were covered. That's pretty much universal in covering the face of the entire earth, okay? Notice this, all the high mountains, everywhere under the heavens were covered. So that's a pretty big emphasis that I believe that it's a universal flood. Verse 20, the water prevailed 15 cubits higher and the mountains were covered. So it covered the mountains by 22 feet of water. Okay. Verse 21, all flesh that moved on the earth perished. That's another reason I think it's universal, because of these terms that all the flesh on the earth perished, not just flesh in a particular region, not just flesh in a particular area, but all the flesh perished. Birds and cattle and beasts and every swarming thing that swarms upon the earth and all mankind. Of all that was on the dry land, all in whose nostrils were the breath of the spirit of life died. And notice repeatedly over and over, excuse me, a little bit of that dusty stuff again. Notice repeated use of the word all. Okay, he goes, all. I'm looking 1, 2, 3, 4. There's at least 5 times right here in these several verses where he says all. Okay, and that again sort of emphasizes that it was universal, covering the entire earth. Now, verse 23. Thus he, this is God, blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky. And they were blotted out from the earth. There again, from all the earth. And only Noah was left, together with those that were with him in the ark. The water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So we're already getting a sense of the timing of how long, you know, it rained 40 days and 40 nights, the ark starts flooding. The water prevails upon the earth 150 days. Now, let's continue. Just read the next few verses. We'll be done. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. It starts off with that, with a word that we speak about often. Sometimes it's a word of warning. Sometimes it's a word of hope. He just like, oh, first word, but. And then the second one is really important. When you hear these two right here, you go, uh-oh, something's up. This is great. But God. So you got the water prevailing upon the earth 150 days. They're bobbing out there on the face of the earth, the face of the water. Everything has died. Verse 1, but God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. So there's a wind that starts blowing upon the earth and is passing upon the earth, and the water starts to do what? To subside, starts to go away. Verse 2, also the fountains of the deep and the floodgates of the sky were closed, and the rain from the sky was restrained. Well, isn't that interesting? We saw how the floodgates of the deep opened up, and that's what brought forth some of the water. We saw, fountains of the deep was the term, fountains of the deep. And the floodgates of the sky were open and rain started coming. Here we see the fountains of the deep are closed. The floodgates of the sky are closed. And the rain from the sky was restrained. Restrained. What does restrained mean? That means that you're holding it back. Is there a threefold distinction here? You have fountains of the deep, floodgates of the sky, and the rain of the sky. There's people that believe this, and I believe there's some truth to this, that prior to the flood, that the whole hydrological cycle was different. We know that because it never rained to start with, okay? But now we would have this cycle that we have now where we have rain, and God is saying that that rain is restrained, but that the floodgates of the sky are closed. I think there's some really interesting things to be gleaned from that. Continues the sentence, verse 3. And the water receded steadily from the earth, and at the end of 150 days, the water decreased. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the seventh month, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. We often say it's on Mount Ararat. It's actually a mountain range. It's on the mountains of Ararat. Verse 5. The water decreased steadily until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains became visible. As noted earlier, God's very precise with giving the time, the year, the month, the date. I think there are pictures there for us to glean. We probably go beyond the purview of our time together here. But there's things for us to understand right there and things for us to see. Yes, we'll observe just the basic things, how long they were in the ark, and, you know, like a year, roughly, this kind of stuff. But I think there's some more right there for us to know. The wonder and the glory of the Word of God is always amazing. Time's up again. I'm Dale, and I'll see you in the next episode.